the Eagles have made the trade with the Cleveland Browns to move up to the number 2 overall selection in this year's draft. The Eagles, quite honestly, they gave up a good amount of picks, but they didn't really sacrifice the future. They kept a 3rd-round pick for this year. They still have 7 picks total, including 2 in the 5th round, 1 in the 6th, and then 2 picks in the 7th round. And sure, next year they gave away a 1st-round pick, but if the Eagles are able to secure the franchise-altering player that they think that they will get at number 2, it will certainly be worth the cost.
When you look at this trade, the Eagles traded up into the top 2 to select their quarterback of the future, and they still have 7 picks in this draft, and they have 8 picks next year. You can't be upset by that. I mean, the fact that they were able to spread the picks out, it really helps to, and Howie Roseman talked about it in his press conference, it allows you to plan ahead so they can either try and work back into the second round, you know, overcompensate in free agency the year before, really try and work, you know, work around it. But the fact that you were able to space the picks out and move up to the top 2 of the draft, make sure you get one of these 2 quarterbacks that you like. And we both have talked about, or all 3 of us have talked about, both of these quarterbacks and their skill sets over the course of the last few months. Just an awesome, awesome job by Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson and the entire front office.
And I actually believe Howie when he says that, you know, we wouldn't have made this trade unless we're comfortable with both. But they know who the Rams are taking. The Rams know who they're taking. The Eagles know who the Rams are taking. Teams never want to tip their hat, even though in this situation, I don't think anything's going to change. The teams know who they're going to take. So the Eagles know who their guy's going to be. The Rams know who they're going to be. And like you just said, C-Mac, this is the opportunity they had to take. Once they got to number 8, they said, hey, we're in the top 10. And I think they were comfortable being in that spot. But then they looked around. They did the research from the past few years. They looked ahead to the next few years of the draft and really the NFL free agency market, the quarterback, and they said, this is our shot. This is our chance to move up. And I'm fired up about it. I'm really pumped. I've been high on guys like Carson Wentz throughout the draft process. So, reports out there that Jared Goff may be the guy for the Rams. If that's the case, Carson Wentz would follow the Eagles. I would be very, very happy about that.